Recall that it was an NIH study that refuted peer-reviewed research linking cancer to the sweetener aspartame. Approximately half of the largest pharmaceutical corporations are not American. About half of them are based in Europe. In 2002, the top 10 were the American companies Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Wyeth, formerly American Home Products. The British companies GlaxoSmithKline and AstraZeneca, the Swiss companies Novartis and Roche, and the French company Aventis, which in 2004 merged with another French company, Sanofi Synthelabo, and that put it in the third place. All are much alike in their operations. All price their drugs much higher here than in other markets, stated Dr. Angel. The lucrative connection between big pharma and medical schools and hospitals has brought about a definite corporate-friendly atmosphere. One of the results has been a growing pro-industry bias in medical research, exactly where such bias doesn't belong, argues Dr. Angel. She also blasted pharmaceutical corporations for their claims that high drug prices are necessary to fund research and development. Drug industry expenditures for research and development, while large, were consistently far less than profits. For the top 10 companies, they amounted to only 11% of sales in 1990, rising slightly to 14% in 2000. The biggest single item in the budget is neither R&D nor even profits, but something usually called marketing and administration, a name that varies slightly from company to company. In 1990, a staggering 36% of sales revenues went into this category, and that proportion remained about the same for over a decade. Note that this is 2.5 times the expenditures for R&D. Dr. Angel further noted what many people see as excessive salaries of pharmaceutical executives, such as Charles A. Heimbolt, Jr., the former chairman and CEO of Bristol-Myers Squibb, who made $74,890,918 in 2001. This does not count his $76,095,611 worth of unexercised stock options. During this same time, John R. Stafford, chairman of Wyeth, made $40,521,011, not counting his $40,629,459 in stock options.